I didn't understand this when I was younger, but I've always had an immense hatred for culture. I considered culture to be delusional values which humans mindlessly coerce onto each other, spreading it no differently than any other disease. I previously sought to eliminate my cultural values to the greatest extent that I could. Through this, I expected to gradually discover values of an inner self which could be reconciled with this society, so that I could engage in activities and pursue goals which would lead to happiness. Eventually, I got to a point where I had sufficiently freed myself from what I called cultural values. When I analyzed all of the things which brought me happiness and all of the goals which I wanted to pursue, I realized that absolutely everything about those things that appealed to me was entirely a consequence of my cultural infection. Formerly, I had rejected some aspects of culture while accepting other ones and merely not calling them cultural, as if those values were somehow transcendent and mine. It was at that point that I realized that there is no such thing as an inner self. Any sense of self is a delusional cultural construct. I realized that cultural infections were the sole source of any possible value beyond base values. For a while, I believed that happiness could be attained if culture could theoretically be eradicated and anarcho-primitivism were to take hold. Replace all instances of technology with culture in the analytic sections of industrial society in its future, and to basically have a mentality at the time regarding the pernicious effects of culture. The problem was I had not been addressing what happiness is. Happiness is merely the fulfillment of value. I recognized that if cultural values were eliminated, the happiness which results from their fulfillment would not be needed, because happiness becomes an unnecessary and incoherent concept when it is removed from its context. A common theme in my quasi-anarcho-primitivist thought at the time was that non-based values exist only as a consequence of cultural inflections and impede on the happiness which results from the fulfillment of feral values. I treated my feral self as if it were metaphysically the real me, whose soul had been devoured by the culturally constructed imposter of the self. But my feral self was also an imposter. Just as I realized that I could eliminate non-based values and have no need for the happiness which resulted from their fulfillment, I could eliminate base values and have no need for the happiness which resulted from their fulfillment. It was not only the disease of culture that had been plaguing me all along, it was the disease of life itself. I was not, and I am not, in some existential crisis. I have never had the slightest problem with the obvious non-existence of free will, objective purposes, and all of that. I have always been entirely psychologically capable of accepting my own subjective values and goals, even though I know they are consummately inconsequential, and it doesn't bother me at all. The problem is not that I seek meaning and cannot find it. The problem is that I do feel immense meaning, and so does everyone else who is alive. Meaning is an abstract interpretation of value, which exists only because of life. Just as I sought to eradicate the delusional values which culture infected me with, the final solution is the termination of my life to rid myself of all value. A solution cannot be to embrace some aspect of life, as if the erosion of delusions is the cause of this. Life is what originally caused me to have value, and changing my life will never do anything but create different delusions than the ones I already have. Unfortunately, as of right now, I lack the discipline to pursue my death and to rid myself of the values which delude me, even though I recognize that the solution to life is death. But I do commend others who do commit suicide. They have freed themselves from culture, life, and all value. They have freed themselves from themselves.